Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are at Ford Field, for people just joining us, which is where the Michigan Association of Broadcasters do their annual career fair. So we have been out here for a few years now doing the show and meeting a lot of young people. Gator, do you see yourself in some of these young students?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly it takes me back to one of my favorite times of my life.
You know where I would have – oh, was it? High school?
Oh, high school. Yeah, you're right. But yes, it was, and I could see a lot of aspiring broadcasters walking around here, and I could put myself in their shoes when I went to events like this with my high school, Andover High School. We had WBFH was the radio station I worked at, and it's still in operation at Bloomfield Hills High School. But we went to the Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters. And that was a much smaller group because at the time there were only maybe a dozen high school radio stations in the state. But it was a great learning experience. Got to meet kids from other schools and programs and stuff like that. And it was cool. And then we went to the big MAB meeting a couple years in a row. Well, I went to go 3 years in a row.
When you were in high school?
Yeah.
So here's what you're
Central Michigan. I think both years I went.
So the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, MAB,
mm-hmm.
I would have been at the MACE convention if I were to have gone to a convention when I was in high school.
What was the MACC, Doug?
MACE.
MACE?
Well, I don't know if it exists, but it would have been the Michigan Association of Civil Engineers.
Oh.
That's what I would have gone. I wanted to be a civil engineer.
Yeah.
I wanted to make roads and bridges and stuff like that. But
I wanted to spin records.
Talk
on the radio.
Alas, I ended up in this career.
Yeah. I think things worked out all right for
it's
you.
It's been okay, yeah.
I mean, but, you could have, developed the next great bridge. You could have fixed the Zawaki.
Oh, dude, hey, that perhaps is where it all started. What is this abomination? I can do better. All right, so last night, I spent the entire third quarter of the Piston game on my computer. I started in halftime. I'm like, oh, let me get this done right quick. We are making some changes in our household. As people perhaps know, we are now empty nesters. And we have a chance to start canceling things that we no longer need.
Oh.
So one particular major conglomerate has a streaming service that was very popular amongst our children, mostly when they were small. But we were still
headquartered somewhere down in Florida.
In Florida, I think they also have a branch in the Los Angeles area,
California somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. And we had their Plus service.
Oh sure,
yep.
Sure.
So we're going through the credit card bill, and we're like, you know what? We don't need this anymore. Well, I'll just go cancel it.
I can tell you firsthand that it's not
the entire third quarter I spent. Yeah. The entire third quarter I spent trying to cancel it.
I know.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. So I'm logging on, and I get on the – and the next thing you know, like, I'm on an account that includes, like, the history and all of our stuff with the at the park. And I'm like, well, I don't want to cancel this. We have this set up for when we go. Everything's easy. You get the wristband thingies. And
you planning going back?
I might. We might. Dude, Epcot's awesome. As an adult.
What are you, my brother? You going to go back?
Yeah, I might. But I'm like, I don't need to cancel this. I'm just trying to cancel the streaming service. And I went around and around and around. So then I'm trying to watch a Piston game, and I got the remote, and I'm like, I got to log on to this darn app and do it on the TV. That didn't work. That was a waste of time. But let me tell you, and I was like, I'm gonna take it out on this streaming service somehow, some way. I'm gonna get them back for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to give up, and we're gonna pay $19.99 the rest of our lives. Turns out I figured it out. So I just, there's never a big button at the top.
No.
That says to cancel, click here. To unsubscribe, click here. It's way down at the bottom. You got to work your way through a matrix. You got to click. You got to enter passwords. You got to get a code. I had the code sent to my phone. Everything.
Yeah.
They don't make it easy. They make it the hardest thing. It's like cracking the Da Vinci Code to cancel a subscription service.
I don't know if this is going to make you feel better or worse. I had to do the same thing 6 months ago, and I realized that I had two subscriptions.
Okay.
Because I bundled it with one of the other apps of a four-letter network. And when I did that, I realized, wait a minute, don't I already have this somewhere? And I found out that I did. So I had to cancel it. It didn't take me a whole quarter of basketball to do so, but I do understand the rigmarole you have to go through.
Dude.
And I will tell you, the saving grace in doing something like this is to Google it first.
Well, I did Google, and it said click on profile, which took me forever to find even profile.
Yeah, right.
And that's the other challenging thing was I was not trying to cancel ESPN, which was tied into this unnamed streaming service that can get bundled with it. And I'm like, I don't want to cancel that. I just want to cancel.
Champion by a mouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I get it. I went through it, and it was
very complicated.
The other thing that makes it complicated is they ask you like three times. They want to make sure that this is what you're doing. Are you sure you don't want? We can offer you it, and then they'll send you another email. Yeah. Here's a great offer. Are you sure you want to go? So sad to see you go. We're going to have a great offer coming up. Like, I don't want it. I've already got it. That's the reason I'm getting out of it is because I've already bundled you.
When I got done, though, I felt like I was ready for data and coding things. Like I can go. I can do anything now.
But, long division.
So don't ask me any questions about the third quarter last night. It was a little distracting.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, straight ahead. Dan Campbell spoke to the media regarding the trade deadline, why they did or did not do what they did or did not do. You'll hear what he had to say coming up today starting at 11:16. It's Carson Anderson. We're on the road. A little bit later, we'll get the latest on Tarik Skubal. As people are starting, first day of free agency here, people starting to report on that. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.